This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. Whether you want to talk about the economy or coming up as we want to talk about, an Oxford scholar evidently is alleging that Bitcoin is even worse than a Ponzi scheme. We're hopefully going to get into that and hopefully going to get into the Matrix, because I actually watched the new Matrix movie last night and I found it to be quite enjoyable, and I'd like to discuss it a little bit.
All right.
Especially because it's led to a resurrection of people who just want to make absolutely sure that I know that the Matrix movies are all about being trans when they're not. And I think it's sad how easily misinformation gets spread like that. But we also want to talk about employers and how they're lowering job requirements in order to get people in the door. We're curious to know whether or not one of those requirements that they're willing to lower is, maybe you can take that mask off.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario, you have to work in the back. But before we get back into that, we have Silent Ox, who is calling from Maine. Silent Ox, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm about to lose my job, so.
Is it because of a vaccine mandate or something like that?
Yeah, it is. I'm up in Maine.
Okay.
Where do you work?
Specifically, Jesus Christ. Sorry.
So where do you work at?
I'm smoking a cigar, so it just hit me, so I'm going to put it out.
You know what? So
where do you work?
Yeah, where do you work?
I work in Scarborough.
A cigar bar?
Scarborough.
Is there somebody else on the line?
Yeah, that's very peculiar.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry. My girlfriend. Okay. I work at Abbott Laboratories.
Mm-hmm. And what is that?
We make the tests.
Oh, you make tests. Well, yeah, I mean, it would figure that they would be following the rules as closely as they possibly can. Sorry to hear that, man. This is like a Maine requirement, right? Like, didn't the governor of Maine put in a mandate that said that all healthcare providers, healthcare-related companies, have to mandate the vaccine for all employees or fire them?
No.
They did not put that in. This is who now?
Joe Biden mandate.
Oh, okay.
Not a Janet Mills.
Didn't that get, you know, put on hold or something like that? I thought that
the court brought it back, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But Abbott is also FDA associated, so
okay.
That's coming into play.
I mean, that's very unfortunate. I mean, all of this was telegraphed a long time ago. I'm really sorry to hear that you're going to lose your job there, Silent Ox. And I can't even say in this particular scenario that moving to New Hampshire would do you any good, but we all knew this was coming. We knew it was coming like 18 months ago. People had the opportunity then to resist something simple like the mask mandates, and they didn't. And then there were vaccines, and we knew that vaccine mandates were coming, and people had the opportunity to resist that, and very few people did. And then we knew that the mask mandates were going to be returning, even though people were getting vaccinated, and people had the opportunity to resist that. It looks like they may finally be willing to some degree to actually offer up some amount of resistance. But no, the government has already learned it can force people to do these things. And well, it's going to.
According to WMTW.com, August 12th of this year, Governor Janet Mills of Maine issued a vaccine mandate for the state's healthcare workers. So that did happen. Now, whether or not that applies to manufacturers of healthcare equipment, maybe it didn't. So maybe that particular mandate didn't apply to his business, and then the Biden mandate came along, and then they said, all right, well, we have to do this. And it's sad, but what are you going to do? I guess, you know, find better work, strike out for yourself, you know, become an entrepreneur if you can. Otherwise, you got to look for another job, which sucks.
And if you have to find another job, you may not be able to find one where you can work there without being vaccinated. It's a terrible situation, but, you know, we all knew that it was coming.
If you're libertarian, move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, things are at least better here. But, I mean, if you want to work in healthcare or something like that, even here in New Hampshire, I believe, somehow you have to be vaccinated.
Are doing it on their own volition here.
So is that why?
There's not a mandate from the government gang here. It's just, they're just, you know, showing how obedient they are in general and how they want to, you know.
But that's the weird thing about New Hampshire. That's the weird thing about New Hampshire, right? Is that, I'm cutting out.
I'm not hearing you cut out.
Okay,
that
must be
your headphones.
Okay. That's the weird thing about New Hampshire, though, is that all of the hospitals and stuff that at least I'm aware of require people. I mean, they're parts of the state, aren't they? Aren't they, like, heavily state-funded or something?
I mean, all hospitals get money from the state. I mean, they get a ton of money from Medicare or Medicaid or whatever, the federal government. I'm sure there's local state money that goes to hospitals as well. But ultimately, they are, quote-unquote, private hospitals. It's just that they want to indicate, they want to signal to people out there that they're concerned about people's health. Like, so they have to show... they're signaling, and so that's what they're doing, and I'm sure.
Excellent point. We also have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
Yes. How am I off the speakerphone? Can you hear me pretty well?
You sound fine.
Yes. So our city, they want to try a new signal light, and I have never heard of this kind of signal light, so I'm still trying to figure out what they mean. But it seems like all of them, they're going to get the red light as they're speeding into the intersection. It would only turn green if they're maintaining the speed limit. So that, I guess they run the red light when they can't stop when it turns red. So that's what they're trying to prevent.
This sounds like a terrible idea. Like, if someone's speeding, it's going to be very dangerous for them to screech to a halt because the light has turned red.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I think it's so that it registers your speed entering the, maybe a, I don't know when they're going to register you. And whether they want to turn it green or red, the sensor, the computer is going to decide.
Now, where did you hear about this? You're saying this is coming to Albuquerque, or that you want it to come to Albuquerque?
No, they want to implement it. So it was announced on the radio news, and it was announced on the TV news. So they want to implement. They want to give this a try. So this is a very new intersection. And it sounds okay until we find out what the problems are, but it sounds okay. That problem is that I used to drive, believe it or not, and when it was a green, I never knew it was the beginning of the green, middle of the green, or at the end of the green. And if I knew what green I had, I could figure out what speed to maintain.
You can generally assess that sort of thing based on the amount of traffic that is in front of you.
It's very hard because people always wind up running the red light without wanting to. They don't want to. They didn't even know they'd run a red light. All of a sudden, it just went from yellow.
No, sorry. They wanted to. I mean, those people who pull out into the middle of the intersection in order to make their left turn, they know they're running a red light, but everyone does it, so they don't care. So, I mean, they know they're doing it. They just don't care.
Well, if you pull out into the intersection, you're not technically running the red light because you're already out in the intersection.
Is that why no one ever gets pulled over for doing it?
That's my guess. Okay. I mean, you've intended to turn. You're already in the process, basically, of turning. It's just that you're waiting until the yellow triggers people to stop coming before you have the ability to actually turn.
Yes, but you're past the white line at that point.
That's right.
So you may get pulled over for that. Because you didn't stop at the white line.
Over here in Albuquerque, it means yellow means to step on the gas and speed up even more. You guys up in New Hampshire, it means slow down because somebody wants to turn the left.
No, turn. Yellow always means speed up so you can get through the intersection. Everywhere you go, Sarah, Albuquerque isn't any different. And this technology apparently has been around for a little while. I was just looking it up, and according to Roadshow over at CNET.com, in an article written a decade ago, May of 2011, next-gen traffic lights will turn red if you're speeding. So,
Sarah, thank you so much. so much for the call tonight. It sounds like a terrible idea to me. Is that you wouldn't want to intentionally slow down and stop the people who are actively speeding because they're less likely to be able to brake in time in order to actually catch said red light. Then they just fly out into the intersection and they hit some poor pedestrian.
Who knows how far down the road they're triggering, you know, the speed check. I don't know.
True. What are your thoughts on this? Sounds to me like a bad idea.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's RAF.
It's Ian.
And we've been talking about Bitcoin for years here on the show. And if you still don't know what that is, head on over to Bitcoin.com to get started learning about cryptocurrency. All you have to do is take a few minutes out of your day to click Getting Started. Watch a couple of videos and learn about this important world-changing information that, according to this Oxford scholar, who is totally important and knows exactly what he's talking about, that's sarcasm, by the way, Bitcoin could just be worse than a Ponzi scheme. Learn why that isn't true at Bitcoin.com. But if you already know that's just nonsense being peddled by the establishment, news.bitcoin.com can help you stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. All of that and more on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website, including, evidently, the ability to acquire Bitcoin if you want. All of that and more, Bitcoin.com. We now have Richard on the line from New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you there, Richard?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I had you people on speaker. January 1st, our Albuquerque bus system is going free rides for everybody.
Huh.
And I called into a radio talk show here in Albuquerque yesterday afternoon. After I talked to a few bus drivers the last few days, and we have a real bad homeless people population here in Albuquerque, and a lot of people are calling into local radio talk shows. They're concerned about all the homeless people that are going to be taking advantage of the free bus rides.
Mm-hmm.
I want to interrupt just one quick second, Richard, to say thank you. I appreciate that you refer to homeless people as homeless people and not, quote, the homeless, because that's always bothered me, because homeless is an adjective, not a person. It's like calling someone a trans or a gay or something like that, right? Or you're not a homeless, you're a homeless person. I think the person thing is important, and I appreciate that you're, you know, referring to them as human beings.
Oh, definitely. I was homeless 18 years ago in Austin, Texas, but that's a whole other story. I'm a decorated Vietnam veteran, and I managed to get on a veterans program to get homeless veterans off of the street. And a lot of people here in Albuquerque are calling in with their concerns about how many homeless people are going to be riding on the buses all day long.
And what are your thoughts on that? Does it concern you?
Not since I was homeless myself. I get along with homeless people still quite well. I understand their problems, but
You bring up an interesting point. Like when I've never heard of this proposal before. And according to KOB, which is a news site out there in Albuquerque, it is one of the largest cities in the nation to pilot a zero fare program. So there may be some other places where this is going on, but certainly the first time I've heard about it. Generally government buses are losers, meaning they lose money. They are constantly operating in the red, regardless of whatever it is the fares are. So, you know, is it really going to make that big of a difference to get rid of the fares as far as the amount of money the government is spending on this? I don't know. I haven't looked at the numbers, but I suspect it won't make a huge amount of difference. But on the other hand, you do bring up an interesting point, Richard. It's like, okay, if there's no fare, then what's to prevent the homeless people who literally have nothing else to do to just sit on a bus all day long and drive around the city all day long.
I'm not sure what value there would be in preventing that.
Well, I mean, if it is too popular, then it would make it so somebody who does actually have to go somewhere won't be able to get on the bus and go there. And I don't think it would become that much of a problem, but it is an interesting objection to it.
Well, thank you so much. Do you have another thought on that, Richard?
Well, yes. A lot of the homeless people get on buses now, and you wonder when was the last time they had a bath or shower for their hygiene. And also, a lot of the homeless people have mental problems, and quite a few of them have problems with bus drivers and other passengers on the buses already.
All right, because they're crazy. So they, you know, not all of them, right? Like, some homeless people are not crazy. But right. If you're a homeless person, you probably have a higher propensity of being crazy. And so, you know, that is going to result in problems. That's going to result in fights on the bus. It's going to result in, there was a recent video of somebody showing a bus lunatic with, like, a flamethrower.
Oh, my God.
Not an actual, like, proper flamethrower, but, like, you know, an aerosol can and a lighter just trying to torch people or whatever.
Yeah, Jesus.
You never know what kind of crazies you're going to run into to on the, you know, the city bus. So thanks, Richard, for bringing the story up. And apparently the city council there in Albuquerque voted unanimously to do what is a 12-month zero-fare pilot program. So, I mean, I presume that if a homeless person gets on a bus and just sits there for the entire loop, right, because, you know, the buses go in a certain loop, each one of them has a certain course that they go on, I would presume that at some point the bus driver should say, all right, Jim, you know, you got to get off the bus at some point. You can't just stay here all day. Obviously, they're going to have to get off unless they just start peeing in the bus. They will have to get off for that reason at some point. So it's an interesting experiment. As a libertarian, I don't support government buses at all. I don't think they should exist. I think that, you know, let the marketplace come up with solutions. And there are compassionate organizations that would provide transportation for homeless people in the same way that they provide transportation for the elderly, for instance, to get from, you know, a nursing home to a doctor's appointment or something like that. So there are charitable organizations out there that could handle these sorts of things. We don't need all of this to be subsidized by the taxpayers of Albuquerque or wherever.
No, but if they're going to have a public transit system, it seems like it should, at minimum, be free to use.
Yeah, I mean, it does create problems as somebody who has ridden a, you know, public transport before.
I actually don't think I ever have, so.
I used to ride the embarrassingly named Scat Bus in Sarasota, Florida, back when I was a kid a lot, and you know, if you don't have the exact change or whatever, then you're not getting on the bus. Now, they, of course, later added the machines that'll take $1 or whatever. But there's always somebody that doesn't have the change. And
so what would, like, if the bus fare was 35 cents or whatever and you had $1, obviously you wouldn't get change back. But would they even take your dollar? Would they say, no, it has to be exactly 35 cents?
I think they would make change for you. I think the machine could make change. But honestly, it's been so long since I've ridden a bus, I don't recall. But they did ultimately end up accepting dollars. So, but there's always somebody that's got, they don't have the change, and usually somebody's on the bus who's got an extra quarter or whatever. They step up and put it in, and you know, pay it forward and get somebody on. So it usually isn't that big of a problem. But there are some difficulties that people encounter with having to pay for bus fare.
I would be interested to know whether or not Albuquerque has some sort of stipulation within this agreement that allows a bus driver to tell a passenger, hey, no, we've come all full circle, we're back to where we started, and you have to get off the bus at this point.
Right.
I don't know. And, you know, that sort of thing can definitely lead to altercations, especially with some of these homeless people who, as everyone knows, some of them can be fairly disturbed mentally. 603-283-6160. You can weigh in with your thoughts on eliminating fares on public transportation. 603-283-6160.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Airports are blaming staffing shortages for thousands of flight cancellations. Another 2,200 flights were canceled due to surging cases of the Omicron variant. More than 2,000 have been delayed. This traveler telling Fox News he's planning ahead.
We got to the airport early for that reason. In case it does get canceled, hopefully we can catch another flight out from a different airline or whatever.
Tragedy strikes in Denver, Colorado.
Four shooting locations across the Denver, Colorado metro area last night left five souls dead, including the shooter and a police officer injured, according to Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin. The investigation is ongoing and a motive is not known at this time. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jury deliberations resuming on Tuesday in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new Gallup poll out shows President Biden has a 43% approval rating among those surveyed, with 51% of Americans disapproving of his performance. Kentucky Republican Senator James Comer tells Fox and Friends First he believes the low numbers are because the president does not have a single win in office.
Canceling the construction of the southern border wall, which has led to, you know, huge amounts of illegals, huge amounts of drugs flowing across our border, huge amounts of COVID flowing across our border. He cut off the Keystone Pipeline. Gas prices have doubled. Inflation is on the rise. There's a labor shortage.
Colorado Democratic Congressman Jason Crow is using the recent tragic murders of four people in his state to say this is why we need to have a serious conversation about gun violence. Crow's comments coming within 24 hours of the tragedy. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you too can share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria.
It's Ian.
And we're raising funds with GiveDirectly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. This way, you don't have to worry about some distant aid organization sitting around thinking, oh, we think the people in Bumet County could really use 20 pallets full of canned corn or whatever it is that these aid organizations typically give.
Mm-hmm.
In the past decade, GiveDirectly has delivered more than $400 million to more than a million people. And we're matching your donations to GiveDirectly. Well, if you use our link, at least, if you use our particular fundraiser, you can find that at give.freetalklive.com. And again, there's no better way to help families that are actually living in extreme poverty than by giving them cash so that they can fuel the changes in their lives that they need, like nutrition, health, education, all of these things that we take for granted here in the West. GiveDirectly allows you to give them cash to actually pursue those things that they need and that will improve their lives. That's give.freetalklive.com. We have Bad Slave on the line from here in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
You don't decide to go blow through the light anyway, right?
Are you talking to us?
I don't know if he is or not. Bad Slave, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on. I'll call back. Hello. Sorry about that. That second call came in.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
All right, great. I, you know, Sarah, with her, you know, love of law enforcement, that does, you know, I thought it was interesting that you all were asking her, is there any laws that you think are not so good?
And this is on last night's show that you were talking about.
Right, right. She hardly ever really answers. She right. finds a way of skirting the question. Anyway, you know, I can just see unintended consequences for these traffic light arrangements where they're going to interfere with the speeders, you know.
You're referring to the traffic lights that will turn red if they detect someone traveling over the speed limit.
Right, and it has to be, you know, a sensor that's quite a bit a ways away,
right,
so that you still have time to stop.
Well, yeah, they still have to put the yellow on, and that takes some seconds, right?
So, I guess the incentive here is to make people who are in a hurry slow down so that they're disincentivized from speeding because it's going to just make them have to sit at a red light?
That's the intention, yep.
How is this going to affect cops, though? Because cops speed all the time, especially when their lights are on, right?
Yeah. Well,
the sensors won't know the difference.
The other thing is that people are going to realize that that's the way it works.
They'll learn where that sensor is, and they'll slow down, for sure. And they may speed back up afterward.
Well, I'm just saying, though, yeah, they're going to... They're going to know that the light is changing, not because there's other traffic, you know, particularly at low traffic times, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and they'll go ahead and, you know, blow through it because they'll know there's nobody there.
Maybe they will. I don't know. I think you're giving them too much
going
credit.
Going straight through a red light is a bit risky.
I think you're giving other drivers too much credit.
I'm saying in the case where you actually see that there's no traffic. I mean, you know, depending on, you know, what's around, sometimes it's just a light in, you know, cross street. And
I got to tell you, though, man, I hit a number of red lights on my ride home from the show every single night, and some of them have just turned red for me. I mean, meaning they were just green for the lane that I'm in, and I know I'm going to be sitting there for a minute or two. I can look, I can see, man, there's no traffic around. But even when I wasn't on pre-release conditions, I wasn't just going to go and ignore the red light.
Well, you just want to look around and make sure.
Cops are everywhere,
right?
And they will absolutely pull you over for just barreling through a red light.
And one bail condition they always have is that you have to obey the laws.
Yep, can't even commit a violation on bail. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that are not on bail conditions. Not as many as we'd like, but...
Still, well, thank you so much for the call tonight, Bad Slave. I'm still not convinced that running a red light is ever really worth it. I mean, you're going to end up with a ticket, most likely. I mean, a cop can see you running a red light from a pretty far distance.
Just I can't tell you how many times I've done it, but I always stop and look first. And then
well, there are some red lights that are certainly easier than others.
Yeah. Yeah, if I can't see, then I won't go.
Yeah.
But if I can clearly see there's no one coming, I'm going.
And the only actual red lights that are between here and my house are, like, on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So there's likely a state trooper or King PD sitting around. So
I've turned onto that highway many times.
Really?
Red. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. There's no one around.
I know, man, but cops love hanging out there.
I don't know.
But you've been here longer than I.
Yeah, I barely see cops around.
But before we got into all of the Sarah obsession over traffic and all of that sort of thing and red lights, we were talking about employers. Now, you also have a story about companies hiring unvaxxed workers, that meaning people who have not gotten the COVID-19 vaccine.
Correct.
And presumably showing, I mean, they need employees at this point.
That's right.
So has it gotten to the point where they're like, look, we'll hire you whether you're vaccinated or not?
Some companies.
That's good to hear, then. Yeah. So you have a story about that?
Companies, according to the New York Post, have turned to recruiting unvaccinated workers in the latest effort to combat the nationwide labor shortage that's preventing companies from bouncing back from the depths of the pandemic. J.P. Valadez, a worker at NextGen Code Company in Lubbock, Texas, launched a website called NoVaxMandate.org, an online job board to help connect unvaccinated workers with companies presumably that will hire them. Since the site's launch in August, it has drawn more than 2.25 million unique visitors, and over 20,000 resumes have been posted, according to Valdez. The site recently had about 500 active listings, and this story is a few weeks old at this point. Quote, we're also seeing a massive migration from corporations to smaller businesses. As we were discussing, a few segments ago with some folks from Maine, guy just lost his job. It's like, well, you know, if you're looking for work and you want more flexibility, you're going to have to look outside of the mega corporations, because the bigger the company, the more obedient they're going to be to the government, the less flexible that they're going to be.
Yeah, you can expect the McDonald's or something like that to be willing to, you know, take on the federal government. They just want their employees to do what their employees are told. So it's really cool that there's an entire sort of a monster or Indeed or whatever people are using to find jobs these days that is seeking to connect people who need employees to people who want to work.
NoVaxMandate.org. I've not been there to check it out, but yeah, that's exactly what people need. It sort of reminds me of, there was another website, and again, I don't remember what it was, which was listing businesses that weren't requiring people to have a mask on.
Oh, that's right, there was.
It was like a map, and you know, you could put in your area and see where you could go that's not going to give you a hassle. And you know what? That's great. It's the market taking action and saying, look, you know, if you're being discriminated against based on your medical preferences, then you can just go over here or over there, and then the right businesses get the business. That's great.
And that's a really good way of handling it. I hate all of the Yelp bombing and stuff like that that's been going on as a result of these mask mandates and whether or not...
You mean where people will talk trash about a business for not requiring X, Y, or Z?
Yeah, and encouraging other people to do it. Like, they'll post on Facebook, hey, this restaurant isn't requiring people to wear a mask. Go and give them a bad review on Yelp. Dude, you haven't eaten there.
Oh, yeah, it's awful. That's an awful thing to do. Yes.
If you haven't eaten at a place and don't have an actual customer experience with them to rate them on, don't rate them.
That's fraud.
That is fraud.
Yeah.
Probably not pursuable, but no. You are claiming to have eaten at a place. Just don't go there
but
if
these,
it bothers you.
That's
what the point of the Yelp review is for.
Yeah, these people who are doing those sorts of things, they just don't care. They don't mind being fraudulent. They don't mind spitting in somebody's face. They really do. A lot of them don't even look at us as humans. I've seen posts like that online of people saying, I don't think they're even humans anymore. Seriously.
I believe it. I mean, we were called manslaughterers more than almost two years ago at this point. Coming up, we're going to talk about The Matrix, though, and how TikTok seems to be screwing teens up, or teens are getting screwed up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you can join the show, talk about whatever is important to you, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to do that, again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And our YouTube chat is still just blowing up with haters, and it's still disappointing because I'm shocked we're still on YouTube. They're regularly kicking us off, suspending us. We've been suspended from Twitch in the past. I don't think DLive has ever suspended us, but ultimately...
There was an issue that we had with them at one time.
Okay. Ultimately, all of these platforms will suspend us, except Odyssey. You can find our channel there at video.freetalklive.com. There, they only censor people for, like, pornography and stuff like that that you're not going to find here on Free Talk Live. So, it's not an issue there. Even when we did the Topless Wednesdays episodes with... an all-female cast. Odyssey didn't really have anything to say about it. Hey, can you not make the thumbnail topless girls? That sucks, because that's kind of the point to get people to click it, but I can understand where they're coming from, at least. Yeah. You know, some people are just trying to browse content at work, right, and they don't need their boss to walk by and see, you know, topless girls. Okay, fair point. But video.freetalklive.com is where you can find our channel. And even if, for whatever reason, Odyssey does kick us off there, it's not really going to affect things because we're still on Library, which is the decentralized blockchain-based protocol that Odyssey is built on. If you really want to get all into it, check out Library. That's LBRY. It's an awesome application allowing you to actually share content directly with others. All of that and more, video.freetalklive.com will take you directly there. Was there more about this story from companies and unvaccinated workers?
No, we kind of made the point that there's a website, no vax mandate, I think.
It's a neat little website.
Oh, you checked it out?
No.
No.
Okay. But it sounds like a neat little website. Gotcha. Sorry. I mean, it's fulfilling a need that both employers and employees have.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
The other story was from the Wall Street Journal, just about how requirements are loosening up. It used to be a real process, you know, before COVID to try to get a job. There was the application, and then there was the forms, and then there's the tests, and then there's the, you know, all kinds of hoop jumping to get hired at even just, you know, the most basic corporations like Walmart.
I mean, if they really wanted to hire people, cutting the training sessions would probably be a more efficient way of doing it.
Well, now beauty product retailer The Body Shop is dropping any educational requirements that they had and background checks for job applicants.
That's impressive.
Yeah, UPS is making some job offers in as little as 10 minutes, and CVS no longer requires college graduates to submit their grades. In a labor market where job openings outnumber applicants, companies are brainstorming how to get more candidates in the door and to the floor. The hiring overhaul signifies a potentially broad rethink of job qualifications, a change that could help millions of people enter jobs that were previously out of reach, according to economists.
Sounds like a positive development.
Yeah, and then they talk about the unemployment rate that has fallen, ostensibly. But, of course, we know that the unemployment rate doesn't include people that aren't looking for a job.
They have to be doing something else to muddy the numbers at this point, because the number of help wanted signs is not going down.
No, it's not.
So how could unemployment possibly be going down?
Well, the numbers are being muddied because the unemployment numbers don't include people who aren't looking for work. So there's
but
a
they
bunch
didn't
of
include that like 2 years ago, right?
That's right. So, but there's a bunch of there are more people now who are not looking for work, right? So 2 years ago, people were still looking for work when they were without a job. Now they're just taking welfare, I guess. It's still not really clear what all these people are doing, given that some of the welfare has been cut off in a lot of places. And as I understand, New Hampshire is one of those ones that did not extend the unemployment welfare benefits, but yet there's still hiring signs everywhere.
And New Hampshire has like one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country, even now, where it's something like 2.4% or something like that.
It is, 2.7 or something like that, yeah.
Was there a mass exodus out of New Hampshire or something that no one knows about?
It has gained numbers. There was a recent published list of all the states and how many people have moved there. I don't know if it was in the last year or the last 2 years, but it was Florida and Texas, of course, were the two biggies as far as migrants were concerned.
That's good. That's a good place for conservatives to go.
Yeah, and then California and New York were the two losers. They were the ones losing the most people. And New Hampshire was in the positives. It was in, like, I think it was like 13,000 people and change moved to New Hampshire.
I wonder how many of those were free staters. It had to be a fair number. But
yeah,
there's something weird going on with the unemployment rates, and I mean, that's obvious if you just take a stroll down any main street throughout the United States and you think, oh yeah, they're saying the unemployment is the same now as it was, you know, 3 years ago when all of these places didn't have help wanted signs. Something's off.
A lot has changed, they say, since the aftermath of the 2008-09 recession, when high unemployment and a flood of applicants provided companies with their pick of candidates.
Yeah, now the opposite is true.
Right. Many employers raise job qualifications, for instance, asking for bachelor's degrees for IT help desk jobs and construction supervisors, work historically held by high school graduates. Some bumped up minimum work experience requirements. And new data from the labor market analytics firm EMSI Burning Glass and the Conference Board, a private research group, suggests that 1.4 million jobs will open to people without college degrees in the next 5 years if employers continue to lower educational requirements at the current rate. In January of 2019, 42% of employment ads for insurance sales agents required a bachelor's degree, according to data. As of September of this year, only 26% of those same applications or requirements had the same mandate.
I love this because unemployment, when you think about it, all it really means is that there are more workers than we have jobs, right? That's essentially what it means. So some people have to be unemployed, which means if a person wants that job, they have to compete with other unemployed people in order to get it.
Theoretically.
But if unemployment is a thing, then overemployment must also be a thing, where there are too many jobs and not enough workers, in which case the whole situation, the power dynamic becomes inverted, and you have employers and companies competing with each other in order to get workers.
Yeah, there's never been a better time to be a worker.
No. And the minimum wage is always the reason that this has always been the reason that I oppose the minimum wage, because it creates this price floor on the value of labor, which means you're going to end up with a surplus of labor, a surplus of employees relative to the number of jobs there are. You're going to end up with unemployment by definition as a result of the price floor that is the minimum wage. So instead of abolishing that, which also would have solved the problem, we have this whatever economic situation is being created that is causing employees to be like, hey, look, yeah, we have to offer these people more and we have to lower our standards on what these people are.
Employers,
it's a wonderful thing.
And economists are divided over whether the changes are temporary. The vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says when you have a labor market like this, it's not uncommon for employers to start relaxing hiring requirements. When the market tightens up and they can reintroduce some of those requirements, that tends to happen, he said. But on the other hand, a shrinking American workforce could recast hiring practices. The U.S. labor force has declined by millions since the COVID-19 pandemic, and some economists say workforce participation rates will never return to pre-pandemic levels. At the same time, more employers have reconsidered the value of college degree requirements, focused instead on skill-based hiring. And if that's one of the things that comes out of this, I think that's fantastic, because college has been historically a complete waste of time, at least in my lifetime, and but at least for most people, unless you want to become a doctor or a lawyer, in which case you have to have a degree. But for the average person, going through college is just a money sink. It's a way for them to get into debt slavery and a way for them to be controlled by the man because of that debt slavery as soon as they get out of school, and many of whom don't actually end up with jobs in their degree that they received. So it's a complete waste in that particular
case. It is. I mean, I have a degree in IT, and what I do now has almost nothing to do with IT. It's been useful to have that degree in IT, but ultimately nothing.
You could have gotten a certification, and
it's equivalent to an A-plus certification, probably. But, I mean, really, the skills that I always needed in order to do IT, or the skills that I need in order to do this, they're really no more involved or extensive than what your average gaming enthusiast is going to pick up just because they want to build their own gaming PC or forward a port for their own server or whatever. So hiring people based off skills, I would prefer there be certification systems as well, because all of these, it's not important whether or not you spent 8 years learning it. It's far more important whether or not you can actually do the thing that you're claiming to have spent a bunch of time learning.
Now, companies absorbing workers with little experience may have to spend more time on training, and some of the newly hired may find they don't like the work. Yet in the tight labor market, businesses already struggling with employee turnover may have little choice. And again, if you don't like your job, there's no better time to take a walk than right now, right?
People are doing it.
A lot of people, you know, there's a lot of people that paycheck to paycheck, and they feel like they can't leave their jobs because, well, it used to be hard to find other work. Now that's not the case. Now it's super easy. If you want to go line up that other job before you quit the current job, you can do it.
And go to your employer. There's no reason not to. They're going to be upset about it, but think about the last time that you applied to a place. They said, we promise we'll call you and let you know next week. And then they never do. So don't feel bad about ghosting your employer. 603-283.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.